Torah Or, Parshas Yisrael, page Ayin Dalid. Okay, we'll start from the beginning of that paragraph. Okay, the Alter Rebbe asked a number of questions. First of all, why in the world do you need Shofar? They didn't need musical instruments by Matan Torah. And if yeah, there's much better instruments than Shofar. And he says, so Shofar is to cast the fear upon the people, like it says. Okay, then it says, we need to understand what happened to by Matan Torah. Avraham Avinu kept the Torah, and in fact, Halach v'Naseya Negbo, he had this Ratzav Hashayv, the longing, but not everybody's as great as that, so therefore Hashem gave us the Torah and Gashmis. What's the purpose of Torah and Gashmis? Because then we could create the Ratzav Hashayv. Like he says, every mitzvah is Ratzav Hashayv, there's fire and water, and so on. And he says, okay, the last thing he says, Torah is water. Yeah, water goes from a high place to a low place. There's two levels of water. And, okay, it says, mitzvah is dafkin gashmis. Okay, so the last question that Alter Rebbe asked, if Avraham Avinu did what Matan Torah was supposed to do, the union of Ratz of Hashem, so why didn't he get the Torah? Why did Hashem wait to give the Torah for seven generations later? So he says, Allahov and Zesor Lahat in Be'er. Hatam sheyesh keach hagadol hazeh b'mitzvahs. Okay, these few lines we learned. We need to understand how does mitzvah, physical mitzvah, have such a strength? That Elokus comes all the way down. Where does physical mitzvah, where does a physical object get that power? All mitzvahs are from inanimate plant and animal. Like carbon, mincha, seles, flower offering comes from meach. And carbon is come from behemoth. Which tefillin shel klav comes from the skin of an animal, which until now were tachas from shalas klipas neiga. Like we learned, kosher things is not kedusha, it's klipa, it's klipas neiga. So how can you say that doing a mitzvah with an object of klipas neiga creates a level of elukuz? You bring down the essence of Hashem. How could that happen? How is it possible that karbonis isheirech necheach l'Hashem, which is halom mimata l'mayla, is elevation from lower to higher, and necheach l'shen targum nachas, which is yedida v'amshoch m'mayla l'mata l'avaya. He says reach necheach. Yeah, reach means the spirit going up, m'mata l'mayla, air smoke goes up. Nichayach, it says, means, Targum says, Nachas means Pcheis coming down. So in the carbon, you have Elokus going, the world going up, Elokus coming down. Yeah, and it says, what does it mean, Reach Nichayach? La Hashem, Pirishli is Gili, Avaya, Vam Shoch, Zerin Tal Baruch Obal Medizgalya, Shayedei HaKabonis, by bringing down the revelation of the infinite Elokus into the revealed world through Korbanus, Nimshach Gilior, until Baruch Hu L'mato, so this level of Elokus comes down. So he's asking, how is it possible you take a physical animal and you burn it on the Mizbeach, and because of the great revelation of Elokus, world goes up and Elokus comes down. V'chein ha'idei mitzvahs tefillin v'tzitzis. Mamshach until Baruch Hu L'nafshi. So L'cheira, how is that possible? He says like this, what did Matan Torah accomplish? That now we have physical mitzvahs, we're able to bring Elokus down. Avraham Avinu was great, he was able to do it on his own. We're not as great, so we need physical mitzvahs to do it. So the question, how can a physical mitzvah, which is under the jurisdiction of Klipas Neiga, how can that do it? Achine Neida, but it's known, Shachai is Hamalu, Bishbedeimen Tzimei. The chayis that come into inanimate plant animal, shor shemachinas lufnei melach melach, comes in the level of tehu, like we learned in all the maimonim, like it says, ochr v'kedem sartani, ochr l'maisa b'reisha, the last thing in creation, shemaymer nasa odom, is maymer achn shebuchol ha'maimonim, the last utterance of all the utterances, is nasa odom, person. Nefesh chaya kodmali. Now in Teda, when something is earlier, it means also greater. That's why the Gemara says, "Ochav v'kedem sartani," that the person was created last, that even the little mosquito, you know, comes before you. So he says, L'cha'eda, all the animals, Daimon Tzemei Chai, were created before Adam Rishon. That means, in a respect, they're greater than Adam Rishon. L'chein ha'mayach ha'machayis ha'adam. And therefore, food can, like the Alter Rebbe asked in all the Maimonides that we learned, how is it possible that something lower than us sustains us? Normally, you need to be sustained from something above you. How do you sustain yourself from something lower? So he says, because it comes from a higher source, right? And he said, "Ma'achu ma'chay agam shaynu meitzah pi avayis shebemaychu," which means, like it says, "Kol meitzah pi Hashem yichyo adam." But l'chay like Dalt Rebbe, and he says it again here. We have our own dvar Hashem in us. Why do we need the dvar Hashem in the food? Why do we need the meitzah pi Hashem in the food? We have our own meitzah. Hashem said, "Nasa adam." So why do we need to rely on the food? Why can't a person sustain himself from the word of Hashem that's in us? Because the power of Hashem that's in the food, like it says in Mokamach, like we learned already, all those my mother. Yes, she's coming, all those various my mother. So he says like this. The question was, how could Gashmis the Gemitzes do such a thing? So he says, because they come from a greater source. Just like a person sustains himself from Gashmis the things lower than us, even though we have our own power of Hashem within us, because they come from a higher level. Ach alm al kozen, nevertheless. The food. Chayes fell down in Shvira Sakelim, v'yored tachamim shalas neiga, and it became klipas neiga, orphan strafe, shal shkibis ha-tmeis. L'chein is gashim ma'eit. Therefore, it became very magush, very mundane, very coarse. Or megashim is adam ma'eichli. And therefore, it makes the person magushim. Magushim means gashim is the coarse, mundane. Shemeit it is nafshi lowers himself. Laham shech achad gashim is ha'ilam. Right, to be drawn after Gashmias. Afil tzaddik, she'eser eichel l'seva nafsh. Even a tzaddik who already eats only for the neshama, he said, like it says, mikom yeser yafle b'leya meichel. He would have been elevated greater without the food. So he said, why? Food comes from a higher place. It comes down much lower than us, and the person is drawn after the food. We must have the food. Even a tzaddik that eats only spiritually. Tzadik Eichel is Seva Nafshi, just for Mamish to live, but he would have been greater if he didn't have to eat. It's still Megashim you. You still have to eat. L'kach Meishe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Yachol Bahar Kol Arboim Yeim. Therefore, Meishe Rabbeinu, who was great, didn't eat on the mountain for 40 days. Why? Hagam Shemay Lasi Gavaya Ma'id. Okay? The Chayri was very lofty level. But he couldn't eat Gashmir's sick of food because when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, he had to be so refined, so spiritual, that even Moshe Rabbeinu on his level would have eaten food. It wouldn't have been the same level of refinement without the food. Afiluman Shenik, what it says in the Medrash, it says, what did Moshe Rabbeinu eat? It says, Lechem Abirim. Ochal ish. There's bread, there's a part, lechem and tilim, lechem abirim, ochal ish. The food of strong people, ochal ish, ish, Moshe Rabbeinu ate. What does it mean? He ate the man, which is the food of malachim. The malachim eat man. We eat, the Moshe Rabbeinu ate man. Shemalach, Hashem, Zizayim, men, lo yachal. Even that he didn't eat, he's a Moshe. If he should all go, not the Gabbos of Torah, which is higher than Malachim, that they said Tanahit Chol Shemayim. Okay, so he says like this. Lekachlo nitna Torah adayim bimei Avram. Therefore, Torah couldn't have been given in the time of Avram Avinu. Why? Gashmius wasn't refined at that point yet. There had to be a process. There had to be the Avos, had to be the Shvatim, had to be Mitzrayim. There had to be the refinement of Gashmias that now by Matan Torah, the Jew can take Gashmias and elevate it to Kedusha. And therefore, woman, that's why, how did it happen? Breaking the Klipa Mitzrayim, breaking Gashmias, that we find the Gashmias, that now we're able to elevate it.
Ability to elevate Klipat Noga came at Matan Torah.
Correct.
By doing mitzvot, right?
Yeah. So well, no, not only meaning mitzvot. You eat L'shem Shemayim with a bracha, everything kosher, so then you elevate the food.
So why did Abraham Avinu bring guests to his tent?
Because he did the mitzvah Nasa Sarchem, and again, it didn't elevate the Gashmis. Ki b'mei Avraham adayin lein izbarer v'nizdach chum Yisrael. Because in the days of Avraham, Gashmis wasn't refined yet. To be able to bring down Elokus into the Gashmistika world. Which is under the jurisdiction of Klipas Naiga. And they weren't able yet in the time of Avraham Avin, until Matan Torah, by the way. They couldn't be called a mitzvah until after Yetzias Mitzrayim. What did Mitzrayim accomplish? The pasuk says, I took you up because of Barzel and Mitzrayim. Kur Barzel is actually an iron comb, you know, that refines hides, or Mitzadif Lekesef, refining silver, or Kur Lezov, that refines the gold. To get rid of the junk. What is the, when you refine silver, you mine silver and gold, there's a lot of junk with it. So you need to refine the silver from the junk. So what are these gorda barzel? What is it that separates the good from the junk? The junk you throw out. Shakura mafra sigim. The kur is what separates the junk. There shouldn't be a mixture of junk in the kesef and zav. So what is that? Mitzrayim is called Kura Barzel. What does that mean? Kachu Mitzrayim. Kura Barzel is called the Kura Barzel. Shezich Ches Yisrael. That if we find the Eden, Arikush HaShibir B'chei Melevenim. And if you remember not long ago, the Rebbe's living Torah, the Rebbe's explaining that now it says to go out of this Golos. It says, all that stuff. But in the time of Mitzrayim, it had to be physical, refining evil. That's what Mitzrayim did. Because Hashem broke the klipa of Mitzrayim. So therefore, the good and the bad became separated. And then it became separated, pirud, all the evil. Who call of never becomes destroyed. Like it says, Chite Achalabam, my arrows will destroy them. Chite call them gets rid of them. Like the, you know, the it's called the bloodsucker. It's a little leech. Yeah, leech. Shameitas is a dam ha'odam yad mesa. Said this leech, when it eats something, it sucks out the blood, it dies right away. Yeah. It still does it. It hasn't seen this enough.
It gets huge.
And therefore, when the Eden became refined in Mitzrayim, the whole world became refined. And the Gashmius and the Chumnius of the world, the whole world is dependent on the Eden. When the Eden refined Torah Mitzvahs, so then the whole world becomes refined. The Yidin Mitzrayim refined Mitzrayim through the Makis and everything else. So the whole world became, like it says, Gamasa Elam Nasim Belibam. The world is given in the hearts. The Jews, the Yidin are the world. Then the physical mitzvahs also became refined. Lias Nikra B'Shem Mitzvah. That they should be called Mitzvah Shebehem Val Yodam. That in the mitzvahs and through the mitzvahs, by eating korbanos, or mincha seles, right, or the flower offering. Shemetzemeach, which comes from tzemeach, could become isherech nicheach l'Hashem. And he says, interesting, in the parentheses, even though l'cher, the others also brought korbanos, become lekiva ala elis, they only brought burnt offering, and they weren't elevated, and there was no flower offering. Okay, this explains a lot of questions asked in Svarim. For instance, Lama Nasi Yaakov Beis Achias, how is Yaakov Avinu, if he kept Torah, allowed to marry two sisters? You're not allowed to, right? And also, Amram Nasi Deidase. And Amram married his aunt, which is again forbidden, right? So he says, Kmei Shoyim Mitzrayim Kura Barzal. And therefore, okay, LePerel, how does it answer all these questions? Because it was a different world at that time. The world was before Mitzrayim. Or for Shibud Mitzrayim.
Before we said it was a very, very high thing and it felt very, very low.
What?
These events.
Yeah. Like we said, the Shvatim come from the two sisters. Moshe Rabbeinu comes from Amram and his aunt. Yeah, it's all allowed, fine and good. Light comes from his daughters, which was taka forbidden.
Yehuda
and Tamar and the light and the daughter, yeah, all those things. This idea is a Yemesha Mashiach. Shemitz is Eina B'Telis Yemesha Mashiach L'Kula Alma. In days of Mashiach, not by Tchis HaMesim. In Yemesha Mashiach, for sure, there's no... Everybody says there's going to be mitzvahs. Because then used the chuchu yesed. No, I skipped the line. Well, commercial Mitzrayim kura barzel. Joseph by Mitzrayim had to be kura barzel, the refining of gashmis. Liyasai deza matan teira. The same thing. This golus, which is called golus sedim, who kura barzel liyasai deza yemesa mashiach.
Rebbe says the answer to those questions is because those times were different. That's,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And he says, the first 40 years, for sure, there's going to be mitzvahs. And then the mitzvahs will be, the gashmi will be even more refined than now. Because then it will be, everybody's going to understand the locus. Everything to refine the mitzvahs. Asha yasa esim ha'adam. This is the whole union. So the Alter Rebbe asked the question, if mitzvah is to bring down Gash Elokus in the world, why wasn't Matan Teda earlier? So the Rebbe answers fundamental stuff, by the way, if you think about it. The Alter Rebbe is explaining why Matan Teda didn't happen earlier. It's a very interesting question. Avram, the first Jew, should have gotten the Teda. The answer is, the world wasn't ready yet for it. Because Matan Torah means to elevate the Gashmis, and through the Gashmis you bring down Elokus into the world. The Gashmis wasn't refined yet. There's a process, like we learned. The whole world is a process. It's a process to refine the Gashmis, and that happened through Mitzrayim, and other places it had to be also Kriyas Yamsuf. The revelation of Alma Diskasia, you know, the hidden worlds to be revealed, and then you can have Matan Torah.
Same thing that after coming of the Egypt, they have to be in the desert for 40 years.
That's another level. In order to go into Eretz Yisrael, they had to go through the Midbar 40 years. Why did they have to go through the Midbar 40 years not to go into Eretz Yisrael? Because once they went into Eretz Yisrael, yeah, the man was over everything. Back to Gashmias. So that the Gashmias shouldn't affect them then. They need the total ruchnius in the, it's like before you go out into the world, you need to be in yeshiva, or you need to learn a little bit, and then you can go out into the world. Because otherwise it affects it. Okay. Now the Alter Rebbe says, let's go back to what we were talking before. The Torah is given, like he said before, every mitzvah is eish and mayim. Right? And therefore that's lots of a shayv. Eish is Ratzah Mayim Eshayv. Shaydei ze yehalach v'nasei kanal should be going and coming. Ach eich yushnei afochim. The question is, how is it possible to be two opposite eishimayim? Ve'ina mechayim mechabin. How is it possible that Torah is eishimayim? Yeah, lochayra eishimayim should be contradicting each other. How could Torah and eishimayim coexist in a level of alukus? Well, then, this is what the pasuk says: Eis is shalom b'mreimav. Shalom okelu beizafachim. What is shalom? If there's one person, there's no shalom. When is there shalom? Two opposites, right? The same two types of people, the only shalom, they're the same thing. They're not arguing, they're not contradicting each other. What connects both of them together? Because it's greater than both of them. And they're bottled to the source. So therefore, like this, when Eish is not Eish and Mayim is not Mayim, they can get along. When there's a revelation of a higher source, there's a revelation of Ayin Dalid, the second column. When there's a higher source, right? When there's a higher source, and they're both bottled to the source, then there's no fighting. Then Eish is not Eish and Mayim not Mayim. Eish is Kedusha, Mayim is Kedusha, Kedusha and Kedusha, get along. And he says, well, b'chin is koil ha-shefer, that's the union of the shefer.
Then they come back.
Now he's there, nachzul l'nyanein, he said. The question is, why did they need shefer by Matan Torah? It wasn't the concert. And if it was a concert, it's pretty bad, pretty bad instruments. So he said, zel b'chin is koil ha-shefer. This is the level of shefer, ki shefer, take an esi mitzad ha-kotzer. What shefer? You blow it from the narrow side. Right? It comes out on the wide side. Up in, like we learned, you can't blow a shefer from the wide side. Dafka min ha-meitza, like it says, min ha-meitza karasi yudke anoni b'mechav yudke. Pirush. Now he's explaining in Ruchnius. What does it mean, meitza in Ruchnius? He said, Pirush min ha-meitza makam tzar in narrow place. Shayna musig, which is not understood. V'las machshava tfisa beishul lemaylim mikol asogis. You know, when somebody understands something, you use the word, they have a broad mind, a broad understanding. Which means the opposite, by the way. If it's not broad, you don't have an understanding. It's above understanding. And that's the inyan of as-shefer. Shapru maseichem. Mamshir tainug. Okay, so he says like this, like 10 lines into the Nachzul Inyanim. So he says like this, L'cheira, why did they need Shefer by Matan Torah? He says, because the whole Inyan of Matan Torah is Ratzav Shef. Right, like he explained before, Avraham Avinu was Ratzav Shef. Mitzvah says, Gashmi is Ratzav Shef in each mitzvah. So the whole Inyan is, to copy what Avraham, to replicate what Avraham Avinu did, and bring in our Ratzav Hashayiv, Halech v'nasei ha-negba. So he explained it's dafka through Matan Torah, and he explained that in the first whole long paragraph, he had to go through the Gashmistic refinement of Mitzrayim to be able to elevate the Gashmis, and therefore Avraham Avinu didn't have Matan Torah. And he says that's why there was a Sheif in Matan Torah. Because the Cheda, if Matan Torah, Torah's Eish and Mayim, how can you have together? So he said, because you need a higher power. He said, that's why the Shefer was blown by Matan Torah. Min ha-meitzad is a level of no broad understanding, meaning it's above understanding. And the voice comes out from the broad part, anoni b'merchav yudkei. V'un yishap, Shefer, shapa maseh mamshir tainuk. Avol ba'atz mehu koil poshid maka tainugim. It's the source of tainugim. Ki imcha mekor chayim ksiv imcha batul v'nichlo b'intzav marachu mamsh. So he says, yeah, a shefer means to better your ways. But the bottom line of shefer is, it's a simplistic voice, it's pshitas. It's simplistic, which is the source of tainugim, the etzem meaning, u'misham karasi yud, yud hilo, b'chin is chochma. and hey ilo bina. What does it say in the pasuk? Menametze karasi yudke. Yeah, through the meitzar do we reveal the yud ilo, which is chokhma vatzilis. Hey ilo yudke, right? Bina vatzilis. Hachavas adas b'meshim is bainin. And that's where does anani b'merchav. That's the level of yudke, which is broadness, understanding. So we blow from the shofar, the narrow part, meaning narrow. When you even say somebody's narrow-minded, it means they don't have an understanding. Yeah? When it's a narrow meaning above understanding, and that you bring down into the merchav, into the yudke. Hainu shemisham aschol esavas chochma ve'eden v'teira liyas la'avda v'l'shamra, and to make it gan eden. Because what is the pasuk? Initially it was gan, but she says in chumash, based on what the pasuk says. Nor yaita me'eden, Lahashka says Hagan. It says the river came out of Eden to water the Gan. That means it was Eden, Eden Luchud and Gan Luchud. What happened afterwards? It became Gan Eden. That the Gan and the Eden were the same thing. They brought down the Eden into the Gan.
In the beginning, the Rabbi said that the shofar is Harada. Over here, it says that it's simple. In the beginning, it says
Shofar causes Harada.
Right. Okay. Now it says that it's a very simple...
They said, but there's two aspects. There's what Shafer causes, and there's the actual Shafer itself. Shapur Masecha means Tainug, but you have to blow a curl Pashut, right? And Dafka Vina Meitzer, and Dafka then comes up Merchav. That level causes Harada. So there's two things. There's the outcome of the Shafer. Talk of Shafer, Biv Amlai Harada. There's a Harada. But then there's the shefer.
The effect of it is
charada. Vaideza noni. Because again, what's charada bitul? Why is there a shemayim b'shalom? Because of the bitul.
To the higher source.
Right. So when you have merchav and meitzar, which are two opposites, that causes charada. That causes bitul, because it's a revelation of a higher source. That now causes bittul, and therefore mayim and aisa shalom b'mleima. Therefore, you can have aish and mayim coexisting. Now, the Rebbe's question: how can b'teira be aish and mayim? How can they coexist? He said because there's a higher level, and that's the concept of shefer that blew at matan teira, the connection between meitzer and merchav.
To the higher source.
Right. Ki kamer sheyesh yud keilon, kach yesh yud ke taton. Yud is the level of bittul mayim tachteinim. Chochma tato, yud. One second. Yud berosh v'yud besof. V'hei. Yeah, there's two. There's a higher yud and a lower yud, right? V'hei v'chinis eish v'tziman shebelev. And then you have the hey is the, because hey, like the Altarev explains, is the source of speech. Comes. Hey, mitzvah sepeh, and every letter really begins with hey. She calls a nimshch min ameitzer kol hashefer kanal, and that a cloud. That's the level of tefillah belachash. Where is this in a daily level? Davening to be continued.